And that was William Vitalis singing Open My Heart to the World. The program, let's find out, is about a union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. This universe is expanding, and we must join in because that is what cures us and what higher learning is all about. There is a new wave of illumination flowing onto and throughout the planet Earth. BBS Radio brings this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS Radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop and strengthen your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknown. If spirituality can be considered a movement, BBS Radio is one of the fastest growing in the world and one of the most talked about topics. Perhaps it's because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born of an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. Each program, as well as the engineers and owners of BBS Radio, are dedicated to this. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is a connection to your blessed higher self. This wave of new energy and purpose helps you manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little more. Take the time to listen to your favorites on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come? The joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands. When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Let's Find Out and BBS Radio for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write me, Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net. Email me with questions and interests in spiritual growth, as well as the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is all about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety, or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with kindred spirits journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through the light energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation. It creates your third eye awakening, and you could manifest in the calmness that comes from spending time with your dog, preparing a sustainable meal, helping someone in need, or by just sitting still and listening. Let's begin by listening to tonight's program on Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, everybody. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and sure, I'm lucky to have Frank on with me. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Elizabeth.
You got to help me with this, okay? Go ahead, Frank. We have a wonderful show for tonight. We're on the full moon in Taurus, and it's a call-in show. And there is a caller for Frank. Her name is Jeannie. She's from California. She was born on April 10th. Okay. Jeannie, hi.
Hi.
I have laryngitis. Come on in and talk to Frank.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi there.
Hi. You have a question first?
Yeah, I was just wondering, what do you see in store for me the next few months as far as finances in my home, my house?
I think you have a better right now. In the next 6 months, at least, you got some really good energy coming in here. It's a calming effect. You're in your sixth. You're in the sixth of a numerology of a 9-year cycle, and it does represent romance, real estate. It's creative energy. It'll help you to work through things calmer, and possibly. Are you with somebody now, Jean?
No, I haven't been for a few years.
All right. Well, this might be an opportunity, but it's not going to be somebody that comes in and with crazy energy. I mean, you sound very calm. It sounds like that you're ready for some type of person that does the same thing. I really feel good as far as, and it's the sixth year is very good for negotiating. It keeps you calm no matter what the other person is going through. And a lot of times when somebody looking for an argument, you can just kind of stare at them or tell them, you know, when you're calmed down, I'll talk to you. And that's it. So it helps you to put your energy into a calmer vibration, and you're going to pull in somebody of the same sort. So I really like the middle of December for you. I feel that you're meeting somebody, right? And what type of work do you do anyway, Jean, if you don't mind?
I was a massage therapist for many years, and I do healing work, and I do intuitive work, but I've also been doing some caregiving, which I'm not really fond of because I don't really have a place to do my healing work now. I haven't really advertised either, but I really want to get that back going, start doing it again.
Is there organizations around there? I mean, groups like where you can join? I know you like to do independent, but just for the time being to get those connections?
Yeah, I said there is a healing center I could connect with in a town, you know, a few miles away. I probably could do that. I live out in the country, and that makes it a little harder, but I would like to get going doing that again.
Yeah, I mean, that's because I do feel you have an opportunity within the next month to not only connect with people, but maybe you're going to do better in your chosen career right now.
Okay.
But I do feel that you have to get with some type of an organization, and then you can, you know, after a few months, if you like, and then splinter up by yourself. But this feels like if you do this right away, you're definitely going to meet a couple people that of are interest. But I think it's about your time that you do meet somebody with your background and has similar interests. So.
That'd be great. I just don't know where to meet somebody.
Well, I mean, like I said, you know, you're going to have to come into from the country and go and start working with some of these groups.
Okay.
You know, pick a group where you feel comfortable. But, I mean, I don't know, you know, how far out there you are or what, but...
I'm pretty near a large city, Santa Rosa. That's not far, about 8 miles. I haven't really advertised or anything, but I think connecting with a group sounds like the thing to do.
Yeah, I think that's the first step. That's my feeling. And all from right. there, I'm sure you'll get some ideas on how they do that.
Okay.
Thank you, Jeannie. I wanted to just say this is also a karma year. K-A-R-M-A, karma. Mm-hmm. And also, you're going to start your 7 year in January, and that'll be a good year for you, too.
Okay. Great.
Thank you. Frank, we have Maureen on the phone from Illinois, and her birthday is September 29th, 1965. Maureen, come on in.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Marie. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Good.
It's nice to see
you. You know what? Interesting enough, you're at the beginning of a cycle. The reason I'm talking like this is because I've studied things for 40 years, and I take the essence out of the different categories, and I just eliminate things that I don't feel, you know, are conducive, you know. But the 9 year cycle is very interesting, and it progresses. Now, you're in the second year of a cycle, so whatever you've been working on, there's a possibility that you can work through it. It's good for negotiating. It's earth energy. Again, similar to the six, but a little more. But it's last year you were in your first year, which is starter. The year before, you were in the ninth year, which is called the year of endings, and just it's a good time to clear your mind of negative things, including people. And the first year tries to get you going and put that energy in, try to send you into a new direction. And the second year helps you to really cultivate it. So you're in a good time zone to do that.
That's great to hear. I'm happy to hear that, because that's what I want to hear. I'm looking to make really positive and impactful changes for myself at this point, because I feel like I've taken care of everybody else, and now it's time to my greater self to kind of...
Yeah, it's time to push your perimeters so you can get you can get out, do some things for yourself. I mean... You're also going to be going into a three after this year, and the three is a payoff year. So whatever you get started now, you're going to have little spots in that next year that you're going to be very happy with. So it's giving you, the whole thing is it's giving you a chance, you know,
that's
to get
what
moving.
I mean.
Yeah,
very much so. That's what I need to hear. Yep. I'm very happy to hear that.
Yeah, I really feel good for you. I know, especially the last couple of years, have probably been very hard for you, too.
Yeah. And, yeah, they have. But...
And,
wow.
You know, I mean, I'll tell you, if Elizabeth was in better voice, she'd probably tell you astrologically, too, that there's certain things that are starting to work for you, you know, to move along. So I'm not just saying that. I'm just telling you what the facts are. And I just feel much better for you. It's kind of release too. And it's not that you were there for people. And I just feel it's your turn now. And did you lose a couple loved ones in the last couple of years?
I'm dealing with my remaining parent. My father passed 12 years ago, but I take care of my mom with advanced dementia and issues. Oh. And so it's kind of like losing a loved one.
Yeah. Well, I do feel, you know, I do feel your father around you. And I imagine you do feel him here and there, especially around your mom at this time. And The one thing that happens when we do pass over is loved ones gather around you and help you to go through it. And you don't take these things, you don't take these problems with you. You know, you're given a chance to have some peace and relief of pain. Alzheimer's, sometimes there are spaces that they won't remember, but from now on, they would. They still have the memories up to that point where, you know, really got nasty with them. But other than that, they're going to go, they'll be able to, you know, someone like myself that can communicate a medium with them, you'll start to get what you need, the communication that you need from them. And but I just kind of feel there's a relief for you. And this is an excellent time. You're right in the beginning of a brand new kind of cycle. It's going to help you. And especially with the second year where you can work through it a little easier.
Thank you, Maureen.
It's so nice to hear. Thank you so much.
We have one more. Her name is Kashina from North Carolina, born on October 3rd, 1976. Come on in, Kashina. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry that you're not well, but you're still doing the show. That's great.
Absolutely. Okay, Frank.
Well, we've been working together for a long time. A lot of years. So, you know, once in a while, I'm down in the moccasins and she helps me out. So, this year, you're in the fifth year, or it's called the year of change. And if you've been feeling like going through and trying to get rid of certain things that haven't been working out for you, you still got a few months to work with, not very long. And then about the middle of next year, you're going to go into a six. So the sixth year, and I explained before, I don't know if you heard it, but the sixth year basically is an earth year. If there's any information about moving or anything like that, you're going to start getting it beginning of next year's, you know, if you've been planning on that. It might be how's work going for you anyway?
Everything in my life is chaos. It's constant, unstable. I keep going in the same reoccurring pattern. I just feel like I'm here on existing. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of shutting down. My dad's about to die. I can't deal with my family problems. I don't even want to deal with him. I don't want to deal with anything. I don't know. Like, I don't know if you have any insight, or I don't know how to explain it. I don't
like
feel
like I said,
lost,
You're in a year of change, so you might lose certain people, but I don't know if you were listening before, but when a person does finally have to go over to the other side, there are loved ones there that have already passed that'll come around and help them work through it. And they won't be suffering anymore. And you might feel that relief, you know.
How am I supposed to deal with him until he dies? Because I don't know how.
Take
what
a
is
deep
he
breath.
What is he going through?
He has cancer. He's had it for years. And we just had so many family issues and a lot of problems. So I'm really, really estranged from my family, and I don't know if I should reconnect with them, to be honest, based on things that have happened. So it just puts me in a really strange place.
If he's good to you and you're not being abused, then it's fine. I think you're in burnout, right, Frank?
I feel burned out. I just feel like I've shut down, so I've taken some time to rest, but at the same time, I still hesitate when it comes to connecting with my family or dealing with them based on past experiences.
Well, can I tell you that if you can't deal with them right now, that's okay. Give yourself some time to rejuvenate and work on yourself right now, because you're not going to be any good to anybody if you let this whole thing, bring you down. So you have it, like I said, you have a chance right now to eliminate some of the negative stuff that you can't handle. And it's all right to do that. You have a certain amount of energy. You have a certain amount that you can tolerate. I mean, it happens. And it'll just give yourself something. What do you have right now to look to do something to keep your occupied? That's the whole thing. Are you working?
I'm working, but it's not a stable job. It's a temp job, and I live with the man that we've had a bad relationship for the past few years, and we just got this place, and I would prefer to stay and be stable, but he's ready to walk out, and then that's another situation. And this is kind of like how life's been for me for the past 4 years at least.
Well, it sounds right. I mean, it sounds like a year of change. I mean, it's a lot of things going on here, your pride and dignity. And you shouldn't let someone else, be in control like that. I mean, it's easier said than done, but I would presume that he's leaving, and work on what you can do without getting into another bad relationship at this time. Just to work on yourself, give yourself some kind of sanction so you can work through things.
Kashina, you're going to have a huge change at the end of this month, and by the time you get to New Year's Day, it's going to be a whole new world. You have three hurdles that you will complete jumping over by the end of the year.
Okay. And you say that I should let this guy go. I shouldn't try to reconnect with him and just let him go.
Let him go. I mean, he's just... He's in, and he's mostly into himself anyway. If he's not treating you right, I mean, that's not, I go by the rule, women rule. But if you let somebody do that, just to fill up a gap, it's not good. It doesn't work.
Right.
I just feel that things would be better for you. Like Elizabeth said, if we just let go, move on, and let nature take its course, because you're not going to be without somebody for any long time. But you have to.
Chances of relationships, but I'm never really willing to open my heart, I guess.
You will.
Well,
start your meditations, Kashina.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I hope you feel better. Thank you for your advice. Have a good night, guys.
All right.
Frank,
good night.
Frank, give us some insight as to what the rest of this year is and what we're leading into 2018.
My feeling is, you know, the people that have been causing chaos, you know, people that have been backing certain people in these in demonstrations, most demonstrations are actually peaceful, but they've been people have been bringing in well, kind of hooligans and people that shouldn't be there anyway to disrupt it. But I kind of feel now there is a trend to start going after these people that are financing this, and it could calm down a bit. Unfortunately, today I was listening to the radio, and some deranged person went into a Baptist church and murdered 26 people and wounded another 10 or so. And I do feel it's because of this, a lot of this misinformation and everything. It just ignites certain people that are unstable anyhow. But I'm going to say, as far as worrying about North Vietnam, I don't feel that's going to happen.
No, you mean North Korea?
Yeah, North Korea. That's what I'm sorry. But you know, there's you know, people are starting to stand up to that, and people are starting to stand up to tyranny, and no matter what they say about Trump, he's actually, they don't like, it's like almost like a father figure coming in and taking control where there wasn't. And as we can see, a lot of these people that were in so-called Hollywood types that have been saying things on these talk shows and everything else, and they're, I mean, most of them are getting to show that they're just lying, and now they're suing the people that actually pushed them into saying certain things that they shouldn't. So there's a whole, you know, it's there's a lot of some things in the universe going on that are going to change things.
The Scorpio snakes are coming out. Scorpio is digging everything up. It always digs down deep.
Oh, sure, sure. And it's affecting money. And the other thing, too, is it exposes people that have been stealing money.
True.
And which is starting to happen.
It's going to happen to have a new agent now. We have another caller. Her name is Kathy. I think Minnesota. Birthday is October 30th, 1946. Michigan. Hi, Kathy. Come on in.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Good. Good.
Thank you. Thank you for selecting my call.
Okay. What's your question, Kathy?
I just wondered if you might be able to tell me when I can get out of this rut I've been in.
What has it been lasting more than a couple years, or what, or is it the location that you feel?
It's been this last year. I feel like I've kind of in a desert, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm stuck.
What type of work do you do anyway, Kathy?
I am an accountant.
You're an accountant.
Yes.
Is that a small town or a city?
I'm retired.
Yeah. Oh, you're retired. Okay. Were you thinking of moving, or you can't move? But I was.
No, I'm very happy where I am. I'm not thinking of moving at all.
Okay. But the activity isn't there? the social activity, which is bothering you most?
I just can't seem to move forward with any decisions. It's just hard to say.
What's your meditation practice? Meditation.
Pardon?
What's your meditation practice?
I do not have a meditation practice.
Do you have a... she's saying sometimes to meditate, to try to calm your mind down so you can clear it and maybe get something might come through to help you. I find the best thing to do is to put a small list of what would make you happier and put a small list down and start eliminating what you don't like and really project on one or two things to go forward. You know, what is something that you really miss or you feel that you have to fill up a void with? But you've got to put down something. So to give your, you know, just mentally things that are direction, you know, kind of like a bucket list.
And you also need to meditate daily.
Okay, all right. And I just started a vision board. I think you had mentioned that a couple weeks ago. But...
Excellent.
They're wonderful.
Excellent. Yeah. This is the only way you're going to be able to move forward. I don't feel that... I do feel this is a bit temporary. It doesn't feel good. But a year now is like nothing. It just, you know, whizzes by. Incidentally, you are in the fifth year of change as far as numerology goes. So whether you're resisting certain things or just, you know, you're getting a chance to get rid of the negative and move on. And very shortly, you'll be going into your sixth year, which is really the influence of that is more earthly energy helping you to keep calm. It's romance, real estate. It's creative energy. It might get you out and maybe join something or some kind of group that makes you feel good with other people. It's good for negotiating. You're not that far away from it. And like Elizabeth was saying, if you can keep that meditation on a good schedule, you'll start to feel better. You're going to start to regenerate. The other thing is, like I said, put a list down of things that would make you happy and see if you can project that into the meditation. It'll start happening much faster.
And you'll get very aligned. Thank you, Kathy.
Yes, that sounds wonderful. I'm a little optimistic already. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Frank, can you give out your telephone number so people can reach you?
Yes, my telephone number is 862-684-1904. So it's 862-684-1904.
Okay, we're going to go into these special messages, and then I'll be back with Frank St. James. Thank you.
This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. Over the past 30 years or so, I have been blessed to open up to my inner self of intuition and inner guidance, which has been a valuable and priceless gift. Mankind has always believed in unseen energies inhabiting in an invisible world. of lives and existences from the other realms. Do you think you're a little bit psychic? Do you think you have a strong intuition? Would you like to learn how to open your intuition and develop your sixth sense? I have put together 3 books on the subject: Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Developing Your Sixth Sense, Book 1, Book 2, and Book 3. These are my trilogy books, and what they do is introduce you to the subject of metaphysics in all of its various forms. Do you know about the chakras, the 7 energy centers of the body? Do you have a meditation practice? Do you wonder about your dreams? Have you ever met your spiritual guide? Have you had an out-of-body experience, or do you know how to use creative visualization? What about basic astrology? You can begin to build your spiritual practice and open to your intuition with these 3 books: Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Book 1, Book 2, and Book 3. It has been said by many parents of teenagers and young people that Book 1 really does help the younger ones begin to learn about this subject and develop themselves as well. All books are available on Amazon.com, as well as my website, new-visions.com. Pick them up. They'll always be a part of your library. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the American Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates between December of 2017 and March of 2018. Thank you for your consideration.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Let's Find Out, and laryngitis. Lucky tonight I have Frank with me. And I'm so glad he's with me. That was Annabella Wood with her newly composed song, Always With You. Frank, we have Joanne from New Jersey. She's born New Year's Day, January 1st, 1955. Come on in, Joanne.
Good evening to you both, and sorry you're not feeling well. I can hear you. And good evening, Frank. Thank you for
taking
my call.
Good evening, Joanne. And
What would you be asking us this evening?
I would be asking you both how my new year looks to be starting out for me. I have been going through a family troublesome, and it is getting better. And I just wondered if you'd see anything opening up for the new year.
Okay, because you're going into the third year of brand new, as far as numerology goes, a brand new, the third year is usually a payoff year from all the hard work you've been doing. So there should be some up things going on finally, too. But as Elizabeth was saying, we got a super moon out there, and it was in Taurus. And Taurus is in your second house of finances, and where you try to create, and your eighth house is other people's money. So a lot of people, when they, during a meditation or anything, they try to come up with ideas on how to make money, and Scorpio, we're in Scorpio, so it's a good month for money to be generated.
Great.
And it's a good time to really think. And also Taurus is a earth sign. It's a stabilizing sign. It's a fixed sign.
Okay.
It helps you to move and stay on to these ambitions you might have. But it is a stabilizing time as far as that goes. It's a possibility that you can come up with a ways of getting a new job or embellishing on the job you got. But as far as personal circumstances go, it definitely could start to stabilize. Do you feel that anyway, that personal things are starting?
Yes, I do. Yes. it's been 4 years, but things are, you know, not as I'd wish they'd be, and I have to learn that, you know, things take time.
Yes.
And I'm learning that.
That's wonderful.
And things are progressing. Things are progressing. And that's okay.
You're doing your meditations.
I have time. I'm not going. Pardon me, Elizabeth?
You doing your meditations?
No.
Try that. Add to it.
Okay.
And that will speed it up, right, Frank?
Yeah, and it's almost like praying. And when you you take a deep breath and fill up your stomach first. And when you do that, you try to picture in your mind what you want to happen. And picture yourself in a certain position, the kind of clothing you would wear. Put a calendar in the background, a month and date. And when you meditate and put what you want to happen, believe me, the energy will go out.
And I understand what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah. I do feel like I said you're in the third year of a cycle, brand new cycle. So like, definitely things. Hopefully, a couple things that'll come out that'll really pick you up as far as you know what you want to happen. Are you in a relationship, Joanne?
No.
Do you want to be in that? No. You know, that's a thing.
No.
Well,
I'm good with relationships for the moment.
Yeah, okay. That's why I asked you. But
no.
Just rebuilding.
I was in one and got out of it, so I'm good.
Yeah, good.
Thank you. That's
why I asked you. You know, get your girl cave.
Yeah. I'm
That's your sanctuary.
The time will come, you know.
Right. Like I said, the time will come when you're ready. Yeah.
Yep.
If I made an effort to go looking, I would just wind up with the wrong person, or they wind up with me, and that would be wrong for them. But when it just happened, it was great.
The wrong person.
Yeah, I know.
Looking and it happened. And it was not the right person, so I'm good right now.
Yeah.
That's the furthest from my mind, so.
Yeah.
Thank you both very much. And Elizabeth, I hope you feel better with your laryngitis.
I will.
I did have the pleasure of meeting you one time, and I was in one of your workshops.
Oh, good. Thank you, Joanne.
A couple years back. All right. Thank you both. Have a great night.
All right. You too, hunt.
And Frank,
all right. Bye-bye.
Diana is here from Montana. She's born on July 15th, 1954. Hello, Diana.
Hi there. I just have a question because I'm trying to develop my intuition, and what's the next step?
Well, your best thing right now is what Elizabeth definitely, is an expert on, is meditating and starting to build up your energy. Now, Elizabeth, you can call Elizabeth, and she could work you through something like these.
And it's all in my books, the trilogy books.
Okay.
I wrote all my classes in three books: Developing Your Intuition, Book 1, 2, and 3. Start with Book 1.
Okay.
And learn all the different aspects, like seances. You tell her, Frank.
Yeah, I've been doing this for, I'll tell you, almost 50 years, and I've studied almost everything, but there's still things I have to learn, and when I learn how to meditate properly, just breathe in. Usually breathe in through your nose, fill up your stomach first and then your chest, and try to hold it for a little bit, and then let it out very slowly, and then take your time and just breathe normal and do it again. And maybe three or four, because you're building up psychic energy. Now, you picture in your mind, let's say the last time, what you want to accomplish, and it'll direct the energy towards that. Now, if you're looking, there's a lot, like I said, if you pick up like a method book, and she's very good at her experiences and what works. So if you could pick up a book and get started, you'll find that some of the things might work for you right away. Other things, maybe you don't need. There are a certain amount of things. You know, we're all made up different. And for instance, I can do dowsing, map dowsing, and I do automatic writing. I used to analyze writing, but then I got into automatic writing, so I can actually work with a spirit, and I do psychic investigative work. So I work with, once in a while, I work with police departments, I work with people I know, and I work with the spirit. There might be some, you might have some of that capacity, but you really got to go through certain methods to find out and see what's consistent. So,
okay, well, we're almost out of time, Frank. And I want to thank you, Diana, for calling.
You're welcome. Take care now. Thank you.
Okay.
Frank, please give out your number one more time.
My number here in New Jersey is 862-684-1904. 682-684-1904.
Thank you, Frank. And I'm sure we'll have you on in the next couple of weeks again.
All right. Thank you very much. And it's been a pleasure always.
Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce. And now we're going to go into our meditation. So relax and get yourself ready. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out tonight.
Sometime before the time I found my wings, I was dreaming in my tiny house of silk. Under a leaf. Sometime before that time, I was twining my own winding way into a thread of silk. Under a leaf, I was eating that same leaf, so green and so growing from the rain that was falling on me. Sometime before the time it was, the time before the time that was. Sometime before the time it was, the time before the time it was. Sometime. But now I found the wings that were hiding all along in that leaf and silk and rain and twining, spinning, dreaming, living, dying. I found the wings in that leaf and silk and rain and twining, spinning, dreaming, living, dying. I found the wings. Sometime I found the time. Found my mind's paintings floating on the wind. I found the time. I found the wings. I found my mind's paintings floating on the wind. Sometime before the time I found my wings, I was dreaming in my tiny house of silk under a leaf. Sometime before the time it was, the time before the time it was. Sometime. Sometime, sometime before the time it was, the time before the time it was all over. I found the time. Sometime, sometime before the time it was, the time before the time it was all over. I found the time.
Every human being has a purpose in life. Some people want to be scientists. Some people want to be doctors. Some people want to be artists. Some people want to be basketball players. Some people just want to find their soulmate and start a family. Everyone has his or her own desires. Everyone loves to do something and dreams about doing it well. If a person has a good profession, good relationships, a harmonized family, good health and happiness, that person feels successful in the physical life. Satisfaction in one's physical life is important. Many people have this kind of satisfaction, and they are blessed. Some people have this kind of physical satisfaction, yet they are not satisfied. They may feel that something is missing. They begin searching. They feel empty. They feel like they need to search for something, but they do not know exactly what they are searching for. If this resonates with you, I believe that you are searching for your soul's journey. I want you to sit with both feet flat on the floor, take a deep breath, hold your circuits, your thumb and forefinger, and begin to look for your inner psychic, your inner guide that might be able to help you open your heart, hear the truth, in order to go forward with a purposeful life and soul growth. Millions of people worldwide are already on their soul journey. They search for soul secrets, wisdom, knowledge, and practices. They want to know what the spiritual journey is and how to move forward in it. They want to be enlightened and learn how to reach enlightenment. The soul journey is moving forward on your soul and reaching wisdom and inner knowledge. A human's physical life is limited. To live for more than 100 years is great. To live longer than this is extraordinary. A human soul life is unlimited. Soul life is eternal. There is a realization that the relationship between the physical journey and the spiritual journey can be summarized in a one-sentence secret. The physical journey is to serve the soul's journey. If you offer great services to others, if you make others healthier and happier, if you help transform human consciousness, if you contribute to love, peace, and harmony for humanity, the Mother Earth and the universes, as well as our soul sisters and our space sisters, you will accumulate great virtue. Virtue is the record of your services. Heaven records these services. Your great virtue from your good service will uplift your soul standing. Your future lives will be significantly blessed. Your descendants, including your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and beyond, will be tremendously blessed. There is a famous ancient spiritual statement: ancestor plants the trees, and descendants enjoy the shade. You will also be helping your ascended timeline chain, the people that have already been on your timeline in your family karma and have passed on and ascended. You will be helping them as well as your future life. On the other hand, if you offer unpleasant service such as killing, harming, and taking advantage of others, heaven also records these unpleasant services. These unpleasant services will profoundly influence you and your descendants in your future lives. This is wisdom, and it's called the wisdom of karma. Having a great success in the physical life is wonderful, but it's not enough. To develop the soul's life is vital. To develop the soul's life is to reach soul enlightenment, To reach soul enlightenment is to uplift your soul standing in the spiritual world. The higher your soul standing is, the more abilities the divine will give you to serve. The more you serve, the higher your spiritual standing will be. Finally, you will become a high-level spiritual being and will move closer and closer into the divine realms. Reaching the divine realms is the ultimate purpose of the spiritual journey. Now sit quietly. Feel that your master is coming. Your soul guide, your higher self, whoever you see, whoever you feel in this meditation. Hear him say to you, the higher the realm you reach in heaven, the more profound teaching you will receive from heaven, and the more soul power you are given by heaven on the earth to serve. This is the true path of every spiritual being. Be sure that you are aware of this wisdom, and be sure that you are following the path that's right for you and all those around you. When you listen to your inner psychic, the guidance will always be the best for everyone involved in the situation. And it will come in the right way for the right steps for you to take to enhance your life and grow as a soul and a person. And now we'll have our closing prayer. And now I want you to listen to your inner psychic, your inner being, your blessed higher self, your soul's message. What question do you need to ask your body, your mind, and your spirit? What do you need answered? Ask it now, and then wait for your answer. It always comes, and it comes as the best solution for all concerned. It can come through an email. It can come through a phone call. It can come through a thought. It can come through a dream. But it always comes. And know deep inside that all will be resolved as it should. And now let's have our closing prayer. Everyone in the world should be able to sleep without fear, at least for one night. Everyone should be able to eat his fill, at least for one day. There should be at least one day when hospitals see no one admitted due to violence. By doing selfless service for at least one day, everyone should help the poor and needy. It is Amma's prayer that at least this small dream become realized. Take a deep breath. Surround yourself with the white light and protection of the God Source, and know that you are His, and He is you.